This is Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld. I am very honored and privileged to be able to contribute a thought to be said at the Haggadah, or the Seder table, Seder night, and to be part of this wonderful project of the Queen's Vada Rabbanim. Towards the beginning of the Seder, we recite Avada Mayino Lefar B'Mitzrayim, as we understand, this is the beginning of the answer to the Manishtana. And then further down that paragraph, we say, Vafilu kulanu chachamim kulanu navonim. Even if we're great scholars and we were great wise people, kulanu zakenim, we're sages. Kulanu yada b'satorah, we know the Torah. Mitzvah aleinu l'saper b'yitzis Mitzrayim, we still have a mitzvah incumbent upon us to relate the story of Yitzis Mitzrayim. And whoever does so, the more that you do, the more praiseworthy one is. And the question then becomes, and this is a thought that was really explained to me and elaborated to me by my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva Yeshivat Kerem Yavna, who said, he took a look at the words of the Sfasemes, and it's based on the Sfasemes. And the Sfasemes on this these few sentences, there's few words, which says, Afilu kolonu chachamam kolonim ninevonim, we know the Torah, we know everything. But explains the Sfasemes, or asks the Sfasemes, makes the point that, you know, that even though you're a Talmud Chacham, Akiyavshu Chacham David Bashem Chaim, Yesh Toleda Kikolza Ayidei Yitzias Mitzrayim. Even though you're a great Talmud Chacham, you still have to know from whence this all came. It came through Yitzias Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim, the exodus of Mitzrayim. Rosh Hashiva explained to me that what the Sfasemes is getting at here is that a great Talmud Chacham, and one who is a Navon, and he's a wise man, and he's a Zakeh, and he's steeped in Torah study and Torah learning, that type of a person is the type of person that may be more inclined to want to celebrate the great Yontif of Shavuos or any other celebration around Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, because after all, it was through the giving of the Torah that the Chacham became what he is, and his love of life is Torah study. So he's inclined to want to celebrate the giving of the Torah, the fact that we were makabel the Torah, that we had the great zchus of having the Torah in our midst. But the Chacham has to realize that you never would have gotten to this point. Klal Yisrael would never have reached the foot of Har Sinai without Yitzias Mitzrayim coming first, without God having us exit from Mitzrayim miraculously as it was. So therefore, my Rosh Hashiva explained to me that when you move on in life and you accomplish things, you meet your goals and you set out greater goals and you grow in life, you always have to be sure to look back in life and see, how did you get there? What was your starting point? What made this all possible for you? And in the case of the Talmud Chacham, he has to realize, yes, Shavuos was great, but without Yitzias Mitzrayim, never would have gotten to Shavuos. And the Rosh Hashiva said these words to me as I was leaving the yeshiva back in the 1970s. And he said to me, you're moving on from this yeshiva, you'll certainly be going on to other yeshivas, which Baruch Hashem, I did, and I was privileged to do so. You'll be going on to other yeshivas, but no matter where you go, no matter how you develop in your learning, don't forget that your beginnings were here in Yeshivat Kerem B'Yavna. And that's true, and I don't forget it. And I always look back at those days and realize that without that yeshiva, I wouldn't have moved on in life. That was where I first got my first taste in learning Torah Lishma. And so it's a great lesson in life altogether to realize always where it is we came from, to whom are we indebted. It may have been a teacher in the second grade, some Rebbe that you had, of course our parents that guide us from and sacrifice for us from infancy, a friend in school who may have set you straight or given you good advice. No matter what it is, always look back in life and say, where did I start? How did I get this beginning to find myself where I am today? And that's a really wonderful concept to realize. The Chacham has to know, yes, Shavuos and Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah and Har Sinai, that's great, it's terrific, it's wonderful. We live because of that. But we owe it all to the fact that we had Yitzias Mitzrayim, we exit from Mitzrayim. Something, a very valuable lesson to take with us constantly. I wish everyone a chag kosher v'sameach, and we be mizocha to eat from the zvachim and the pesachim, shirolam kulonu yachad, and binyan by shli shli b'mehera, amen.